One of the most famous stories on this theme, one of my personal favourites, is Hoffman's The Sandman. On such evenings, our mother became very gloomy, and the clock had hardly struck nine before she said, "Now, children, to bed, to bed. The Sandman is coming." On these occasions, I really did hear something come clumping up the stairs with slow, heavy tread, and I knew it must be the Sandman. Once these muffled footsteps seemed to me especially frightening, and I asked my mother as she led us out, "Mama, who is this Sandman who always drives us away from Papa? What does he look like?" "There is no Sandman, my dear child," my mother replied. "When I say the Sandman is coming, all that means is you are sleepy and cannot keep your eyes open, as though someone had sprinkled sand into them." My mother's answer did not content me, and in my childish mind there unfolded the idea that she had denied the Sandman's existence only so that we should not be afraid of him, for I continued to hear him coming up the stairs. I mean, I recognise in that so much of what has informed my writing and work and interests for the whole of my life. I mean, there's heavy footsteps up the stairs. I've done that so many times. I'm doing it today. It's something else. It's a recurring theme and image. The idea of being scared and then mollified by a parent or authority figure who tells you everything's all right, knowing that it's not. Funnily enough, that wonderful old 50s song, Mr. Sandman, it's so creepy. It's so creepy, that song. It's such an upbeat song. And again, there's a fantastic disconnect, dissonance there between the jaunty nature of it and what it seems to be suggesting.
Uncanny Fiction is full of dolls and doppelgangers, lifelike automatons and nocturnal mirror images. Things that look or seem like us, but aren't quite.